Hello, this is Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I wanted to briefly discuss two specific events that give us a great deal of information about the future of precision cancer medicine and the impact it's going to have on our patient population. First was the recent approval by the FDA for the treatment of patients with advanced metastatic cancers across the board, tumor agnostic, for pembrolizumab in the presence of the tumors being MSI high, microsatellite instability high, situation that is known to have a lot of mutations within the cancer and suggesting the possible presence of neoantigens that might be favorably impacted by the checkpoint inhibitor. In fact, in the data presented leading to the approval, objective response rates across the board in many tumor types was over 40%, with many of these responses lasting for long periods of time. Second event was a abstract at ASCO, drug known as larotrectinib, which is a selective tropomyosin receptor kinase inhibitor involving a very unusual situation, less than 1% of cancers, but a specific inhibitor has been developed. And the hypothesis is that inhibiting using this drug inhibitor in the presence of this abnormality might be very effective therapy. And in a total of 46 patients involving 12 tumor types, both pediatric and adult, an objective response rate of 78% was recorded, with many of these responses ongoing for long periods of time. This particular drug has not received FDA approval yet, but on the basis of the data presented and presumably with additional patients collected, the agent will receive approval by the FDA. This is now two drugs that in one case, the MSI high is estimated to really involve overall no more than 4% of cancer patients, and this second drug is 1% of cancer patients, is clearly a small percentage of patients but may exhibit tremendous benefit and clearly making a very strong argument for the clinical utility of screening of tumors for these abnormalities. And it's almost certain that more such events are going to be reported in the near future. I think these this evidence, this information, is very strong support. In fact, overwhelming support for the importance of the process of precision cancer medicine and what this is likely to do to potentially benefit our patients in the near future in many cases, but in other cases it will be a longer journey before this process will lead to drugs, strategies that will have that favorable impact we're all looking for. I thank you for your attention.